finish the show today, and glad they were able to get in, and we got it bounced around Dr. Horner's chat. Welcome Brian Fitzgerald and Marty McCormack. Marty McCormack? McCormack or McCormack?
McCormack.
McCormack, okay. Yeah. Brian Fitzgerald, Marty McCormack from the group Switchback, and Nick, you know, found these guys who were in St. Teresa today. And this is common for you. Have you been in Decatur before?
Yeah, in fact, my brother Tony and his wife Teresa and four other kids live right down the street here.
Oh,
William
okay.
Street,
so you're connected to Decatur.
Yep.
And we just found out Bears and Cubs fans, so we are all best friends. Now.
Right.
Sticking back to the, we did something at Decatur Days many years ago.
Yeah.
Richie Havens was playing.
Richie Havens was playing back
awesome.
At that time.
And Kansas was I think on the
we opened Decatur, for Kansas here in Decatur.
Decatur
so.
Celebration then
yeah,
in Kansas
Decatur.
Here, okay.
The Fred Puglia days.
Yeah,
know,
absolutely.
Fred was around.
Freddie Bear.
Freddie Bear. I love it.
What's the best way to describe you guys? You're not just for children.
No.
Yeah.
No. We're American roots, Celtic soul. People can come and visit our website, waygoodmusic.com. And,
Way Good Music, cool.
We're a band that we've opened for big acts like the Moody Blues and...
Wow.
But part of our mission is going around and playing outreach programs for schools and such. And since we do have a connection to Decatur, we've been coming down here for years now. And it's spread over to Springfield. We do work with autistic kids at Hope, the Hope Institute. And we do these songwriting programs this year the various schools.
I was say, what is the message? But it sounds like it's, you know,
don't
just,
do drugs.
Is that the just
no?
What,
no.
Whatever the message wants to be. You guys
whatever
are in music. You can't always say that.
Well, Advil, you can do that. But you know, it's a very simple message. It's just what we're trying to reinforce is the creativity. Trying to bring the arts to these students and inspire some of them to, you know, pursue a career in music.
Yeah.
Which is always a bad thing to get a kid on that track.
Yeah.
So you guys were at Holy Family today, St. Pat's, St. Teresa. I think you said, did you go to Lourdes?
We didn't do Lourdes
didn't
this
do Lourdes.
Year.
Okay.
We have done it in the past. We come through Decatur maybe two or three times a year, so we try to hit the various schools. We've done outreach programs for the Lutheran school here. We've the Baptist Church has us for their summer song music camp. So we've done the Watershed Foundation when they meet here in Decatur.
Okay.
So we're but for the outreach programs, we try to get here at least once every January here.
Gotcha. I mean, and you'd be available if more schools wanted to bring you in, I assume, right? Just reach out to you.
Listen, if there's anybody out there that wants to hire us. schools, we do dances, we do concerts. We do a lot of performing arts centers. We were down last year for St. Patrick's Day in Effingham, and this year we'll be up at the Bloomington Performing Arts Center on March 22nd, I believe, right, Brian?
Glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Do a show at a school, are you talking to them half the time, or are you just throwing a couple tidbits in here and there while you're singing, playing?
Yeah, you should come and visit one of those. It's pretty interesting because these kids today, we basically said we're going to play some selections that we've written. We want you to kind of take in the music, tell them what lyrics is all about.
Yeah.
And these kids are very, they came up with very profound things, you know. We didn't know that the songs are so deep.
Yeah.
Kids are smart this day. I mean, these days they have a lot more access to music than we did growing up. I mean, it's amazing with the internet.
Switchback. It's one word on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can find it. And you guys, in fact, this is being videoed. I mean, you guys look like you're great with video, so you can really go get a feel for what you guys do.
Well, we would love for people to follow us. We do two tours a year. Every year we go to Ireland. Next week we're taking about 25 people to Costa Rica.
Wow.
Just to get away. Some folks from Decatur are joining us. So if you go to our website, waygoodmusic.com, you can listen to the music, you can watch videos, you can get a pretty good idea of what we do.
Is there a big difference between you visiting a school and your show, or is it kind of just the more beefed up version when you do the show?
That's a good question. You answer that one, Brian. I don't know.
It's definitely different because, you're trying to edify the kids, whereas when we do a program for the
Putting
of an entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But, Marty is very professorial, even with our...
Boy,
PSCs.
Edify professorial.
Look at that. My goodness.
This guy, that thesaurus is really working out for you.
I'm getting all these cheat sheets.
I need a dictionary to go along with your thesaurus.
I'm ready to ring this guy's cowbell. There we go. Good one. Professorial.
Go to Ireland with us.
Cowbell got used today, by the way. That's a rarity. American roots and Celtic soul, and you know, I think it just sounds like the overall bit to bring in the end. I see the video you guys from Holy Family Day. You got a full house.
We do. And hey, who's running the Decatur Day celebrations?
Her name is Lori Sturgill.
Lori, if you're listening, why aren't you hiring us?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know a guy that's on the board.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm on the board of it,
Lori.
Too. So.
Sponsored by WSOY. You heard it here, folks. Switchback.
The guys that opened for Kansas.
Right.
They're ready to come back. How about that?
That's
is it just the two of you for a show? I mean, all times?
No. Okay. Sometimes we have a full band. It all depends. When we've done some big concerts, we bring in our sidemen. So, you know, it just depends on the venue.
Yeah.
I think when we opened for Kansas, was it a trio or a duo?
I think it was a duo, but just when we opened for the Moody Blues, it was a duo.
They just wanted the duo.
Yeah,
because it's
okay.
A full sound with two guys. We're known as two guys that sound like
what do we call, is there specialty instruments with Celtic? Is it a certain kind of, like, soulful music? What comes with it? Because I don't necessarily pretend to be an expert of Celtic.
Yeah. You know, what the cool thing about Celtic music is it's tribal music.
Okay.
It hits that inner, you know, feeling of, you know, getting out and dancing. It's,
yeah.
And that's, there's a lot of depth to that. Musicologists would say it's because of its roots in Indo-European music. It's very similar to Indian music.
Okay.
If you follow the Silk Road. So, you know, take that back further. It's going to something that's kind of primeval. Very interesting, when people go to Ireland, they get in touch with that feeling, too. They feel like there's some sort of, like, homecoming kind of feeling. So that music translates well, and that's why it's no, you know, surprise that Americans have used it for bluegrass, rock and roll, country. I mean, the very foundation of our music comes in good part from Celtic, African-American, and Native American.
Okay.
That mix really brings us the unique American sound.
That's where it all goes together.
Absolutely.
And I told Nick earlier, Brian Fitzgerald and Marty McCormack, you can't get much more Celtic and Irish than that, right?
That's true. That is very true.
The third guy, when they add him, he's Patrick O'Shaughnessy.
No, it's usually Stosh. We got a guy, actually our drummer from Japan was calling us just before we came in here.
That's
we have
awesome.
A guy who plays the Irish drum from Fujinomiya, Japan.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
He is the best. He is the best Irish drummer in all of Asia.
Well, guys, thanks for coming and joining us. We got to get away.
All right.
They got another show. We got Direct Line coming up. So, heck, you might be able to stick around and be on
you know,
with them.
We tried to get on Direct Line, but those guys wouldn't have anything to do with us. We pitched, but, you know, we're so glad to be with you guys.
Well,
so.
Whenever you come back to Decatur, I want to have you back. How's that
awesome.
Sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll see about the celebration, too.
Okay.
I like that.
Brian
Fitzgerald, Marty McCormack from the group Switchback. Find them on Facebook, and plenty of videos there as well.